I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds, 66 degrees.
And emergency traffic westbound I-80 and northbound I-15. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story.
Eye on the Hill, 2019 special coverage on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
There are 103 days before the next session of the Utah legislature, but an array of committees met on Capitol Hill this afternoon. They talked Medicaid, guns, taxes, vaping, teacher pay. So let's start with guns, specifically red flag laws. Some speakers at the hearing said they don't address the underlying mental health problems.
A man was approached. He wasn't charged with the crime. The police showed up at his door and proposed to take his guns away from him. And he's just said no, and they killed him.
On the other side are lawmakers who say red flag laws do save lives. Meantime, state lawmakers want to figure out how to crack down on vape shops selling to kids. Eye on the Hill 2019, KSL's Kelly Pierce with that.
Vaping is getting more popular with kids in Utah, with parents and school districts trying to find ways to curb the addictive and potentially deadly behavior. Cue Utah legislators who have come up with a bill that would allow local health departments to pull the business licenses of vape shops the first time they're caught selling tobacco, vape products, or paraphernalia to minors.
You've sold to a minor, you've been caught in a compliance check, and the health department may remove your business license.
That's Representative Carrie Ann Lysenby, who calls the bill a no-tolerance policy that still lets adults buy legal vaping products. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, the Speaker of the House is dangling statewide tax cuts. He doesn't say exactly what kind of tax cuts or how much. It's too early for that. KSL News Time 6:32 and more of our top stories now. Here's Nick Wyatt.
Jeff, extra police officers were in the halls of Union High School and Roosevelt Junior High School today in Duchesne County. That following a reported threat made on Snapchat. District officials say it appears a student made a post saying he was bringing a gun to school. The credibility of that threat couldn't be verified, but students were interviewed by police. Shut down the construction. That's what environmentalists are asking for regarding a new warehouse that's set to be built at the new proposed inland port. They say the city hasn't done enough to make sure that it's environmentally safe. And KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
As you look over the land near 700 North and 6200 West, you can see some of the dirt has been dug up.
They've been leveling off the land here. They're preparing to pour cement.
Dita Seed with the Center for Biological Diversity says all of the warehouses proposed in this port could hold roughly 2,000 truck bays, and the traffic and construction would have a severe impact on air and water quality.
Salt Lake City needs to step up and explain how they're being very careful with this.
But Salt Lake City officials say the land is privately owned. Plus, if the owner wants to do anything more than light manufacturing, they would need to submit the environmental plan. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The final question at last night's Democratic debate is getting some hate. Your Voice, Your Vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
That question asked the candidates to share an unlikely friendship, like the one that went viral between Ellen DeGeneres and George Bush. Bernie Sanders saying it was his work with conservative Utah Senator Mike Lee.
And Mike understood, although he and I disagree on everything, that the U.S. involvement in the Saudi-led war in Yemen was a catastrophic disaster for the people of Yemen.
Meantime, lots of people critical the question was even asked, including Julian Castro, who tweeted, quote, 3 hours and no questions tonight about climate, housing, or immigration. But you know, Ellen. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The impeachment inquiry over President Trump's conversations with Ukraine's leader might be widening the partisan divide in Washington. Marisha Leos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
And Nick, Democratic leaders say President Trump called House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a third-rate politician when a bipartisan group of lawmakers met with the president at the White House this afternoon to discuss Syria. Speaker Pelosi saying afterwards that the president had a meltdown and she is praying for his health.
We're trying to get the answer. What is your clear plan that this resolution asked for how we fight ISIS? It was very sad.
Republicans like Michael McCaul are criticizing Democrats for walking out of that meeting.
It was very disappointing to see the Democratic leadership walk out of this meeting.
Earlier today, President Trump calling the impeachment process unfair.
We're not allowed to representation. We're not allowed to lawyers. The Democrats are treating the Republicans very, very badly.
The president calling the closed-door hearings a witch hunt. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell confirming today that the Senate will take up impeachment. McConnell directly answering the question and saying that if the House votes to impeach the president, the Senate will hold an impeachment trial.
Under impeachment rules of the Senate, we'll take the matter up. The Chief Justice will be in the chair. We will have to convene every day, 6 days after out of seven.
McConnell saying the Senate intends to do their constitutional responsibility. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleas, KSL News Radio.
Country music fans, rejoice. Blake Shelton is coming to Utah.
Yeah, the boys round here.
Shelton is bringing his Friends and Heroes tour to Vivint Smart Home Arena in February. It's part of a 16-date tour. Pretty exclusive tickets go on sale on October 25th at 10 in the morning. And we hear that our producer, Kira Hoffemeyer, she's trying to get front row tickets.
Is she really? I just heard the word no in my headphones. I don't know. Ricky Meese, what do you think? Would you go to that?
Yeah, he'd probably put on a good show, but I am surprised Kira wants to see him.
Right.
Wouldn't have taken her for a country gal. Hey, we've got emergency traffic remaining in one spot. It's northbound I-15 with a crash with injuries at 33rd South. Those two left lanes remain blocked, and you've got delays backing through Murray. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, would you spend $100,000, $200,000 on a leather jacket? Somebody's willing to pay that much, and you'll find out why in just a moment. My Minute of News is next at 6:36.